Alrighty, guys. So I just want to remind you that if you have a question, it's not too late. You can still DM the Sozo Instagram. So just make sure that you're going on to the Sozo Instagram and messaging us. And if we have time, we'll get to it. A couple of people have already sent in their questions, so we're going to get to those ones first. But like I said, if a question comes up and you want to ask it, go ahead and send us a message on the Sozo Instagram, and we will try to get to it, okay? So we try to do this around every Valentine's Day because it's very critical for us in our youth, in our young age, between the ages of 12 and 18, that we talk about how to deal with relationships, and so that when you go into a relationship, when it is your season, when it is your time, you're not going in ignorant. You know how they say it's better to prepare yourself than learn from life experiences. Like, you would rather learn from someone else's mistakes than learn on your own. So a lot of the panelists up here have a lot of wisdom, and they want to share maybe some of their mistakes, what they've gone through to get to where they are now. Unfortunately, Isaac is not able to be here with us, but we have his beautiful wife, Chanel, who is going to give us a lot of wisdom. And the goal is to be, I'm not married, but the goal is to be like these panelists, to eventually be married. So Chanel is married to Isaac, and Miranda Joaquin are married to each other. And yeah. And that is what we want for you guys. We either want you to either choose a life of singleness, like JC. JC has decided to marry, what would you call that? Marry Jesus, essentially. So, yes, exactly, unless he says otherwise. So you can choose to live a life of singleness, or you could choose to be in a relationship. But that relationship, if you do choose to be in it, needs to be with someone who is leading you and pushing you towards Christ. That's the point of a relationship. I know the world will say otherwise. The world will say that, you know, relationships are to feel good and have someone who makes you feel so special. But if we really dig deeper into that, the entire point of a marriage is for that spouse to push us closer to Jesus Christ. That is the only point of a marriage. Obvious is to build each other up and to help to push each other towards Christ. So these panelists have hit the goal, which is to find a godly spouse. They have found it. So I want to draw from their wisdom. Like I said, I'm not married, so I won't be talking too much, but I wanted to open up and tell you guys while we're doing this talk, and for you guys to utilize it, and I'm going to ask them some of your questions, okay? And you guys can just chime in. Isabel. You troll. So she said, what about thoughts on someone who wants to date Tyler Joseph if he's already married? That's the main guy from 21 Pilots, if you guys don't know. But anyway, so I have a couple of questions, and you guys can jump in on each other. And then there's another question that says, why does Joaquin's mustache look so good? It was a male, not a female, don't worry. So let's go ahead and get started into the real question. So one of the questions that was asked is, what age should I start dating? What age should I start dating? And you guys can hop in. If you guys don't have anything, I will hop in, but I think you guys have some stuff to say.
Well, I don't think the Bible has a specific age in it. I definitely believe that you need to be confident in who you are in Jesus, and not, if you date or you have a boyfriend, you can tend to rely on what they think about you, and that puts a lot of pressure on you, and that also doesn't end well.
Yeah.
But if you know who you are in Jesus, amen. Jesus, okay, first of all, Jesus is the ultimate Valentine. If you guys, and that sounds corny, but you guys are corny with, you know, your boyfriends and all that, so you can be corny with Jesus, amen? So, on Valentine's Day, spend some time with Jesus. He's your Valentine. And he's never going to fail you.
Amen.
He pursues you. He's faithful.
Yep.
He knows how many hairs are on your head.
Yep.
Jesus is in love with you, so pursue him first. You guys can chime in, but doesn't have an age in the Bible, but you definitely have to be ready to get married. If you're not ready to get married, then don't date anyone. If you don't have a job, or the person you like doesn't have a job, it's a good idea not to get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
If your main source of transportation is a skateboard or a bike, you're not ready. So, yeah, no, like Chanel was saying, there's no specific age. I think a lot of times, because of the way like humans think, we want specific answers on a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life doesn't come with microwave instructions like, put your hot pocket in for 3 minutes on high, and it's ready. And then let stand for 2 minutes. Life doesn't come like that. Life is, because everybody's different. So you can't put this age is the right time or this age is the good time. That's when the Holy Spirit comes into play. And that's when having a relationship with Jesus comes into play. So if you're going through the life without a relationship with Jesus, then you're kind of going through it blind. And that's when you learn from, like, that's when you have to learn from your own mistakes instead of learning from, like, what the Holy Spirit can tell you. I've talked about it before, but when I met Miranda, like, I honestly said, like, Lord, like, I'm done with girls. The next one I meet, I want to be my wife. And sure enough, that's when it happened. So, I mean, you guys are too easy. I've said that, like, 6 or 7 times up here, and every time. No, so.
Mostly the girls that get on.
Yeah, true. So.
Yeah.
She's like, whatever. I've heard. Josh gets super gooey. Whenever you. Goodness. There's a. Yeah, no specific age, but definitely when you feel like you're definitely in a really good relationship with God and you know who you are. I've seen some people in the church, like, no, I didn't see it, but some people in the church, they were in a relationship, and then they got out of the relationship, and it was amazing, because I could not tell the difference between them in a relationship and out of a relationship, and it was, like, spectacular, it was, like, amazing, like, I was blown away, because I was used to, like, the social media, high school, Facebook, you have to change, and so, like, you have to put it on your wall, you have to tell everybody that you're not dating them, you have to post a post that's not about them, that's obviously about them, but definitely not about them. Because you know how those are worded? You know who you are, and like if you like to go behind people's backs, and like I'm not saying any names, but it's like, we all know you just changed your relationship status. It was so refreshing to see such a maturity to it, where like me and this person didn't work out, and that was that.
Yeah.
There wasn't any drama to it. And I feel like you'll know that time when it comes, on top of being sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And also I think that's also where accountability comes into play, yeah. Because as humans we always want to give ourselves the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, I'm ready. Yeah, yeah, but if you ask wise people around you, like your pastors or your leaders, they might say, actually, boo-boo, you're not ready at all. Because if you asked me when I was 14 years old if I was ready for a relationship, I would have been like, yeah, of course I am. But I'm 14, and I think that I am, you know, hot stuff. And I'm 14, I'm like, yeah, of course I'm ready. But then I realize when I get accountability, I'm not ready. So I know that there was great things said of, like, assess yourself, make sure you're rooted in Christ, make sure you're good to go. But don't make sure that you are not the judge of if you're good to go or not.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're asking other people. And it's also smart to be asking other people the person that you are interested in. Like, hey, do you think I should start pursuing this person? Like, maybe you're ready, but the person you're interested in is not.
My husband's a good person to ask that question.
Yeah. Who's a good person?
My husband.
Yeah, Isaac is a great person to ask. Yeah, if you're not sure, and I'm not saying you should go to your best friend in middle school and ask them if they think you're ready to date. Because it's really easy to find that friend who wants to be your yes man, you know, but make sure you're actually asking people older than you, or even if you are an adult, and not necessarily someone older than you, but someone who you know is going to give wise counsel. Like, I know if I ask JC something, she's not going to tell me what I want to hear. She's going to use the word of God to, and she's still my friend, but I know that she's going to be honest with me. So make sure you go to someone who's going to be honest with you before you judge, oh yeah, I'm ready to date. Okay, next. Yes, please. I was going to go to the next question as soon as you're done.
So, yeah, like with the accountability thing, like I remember, like I think the first person when Joaquin and I started like talking to each other, I think the first person I went to was Pastor Joel. And I remember he was just like, that's really cool and that's awesome and stuff. And he was like, but I think what you should do is go talk to Pastor Drew about this and like ask Joaquin first if you're willing to go and talk to Pastor Drew and just be like submitted to him. Mm-hmm. And then and then the next thing he said was, and if Joaquin's not willing to do that, then that just shows like a lack of maturity, and that just shows that that person is not ready to date. So if you're like too afraid to like submit something to your pastor or like anything like that, like that could just show that like you're not ready or like you're not mature.
Yeah.
So even just like you could if you're in the situation that I was and like you want to like just submit to your pastors, Shayla and Joel would be really, and Isaac would be really great people to talk to about that.
Amen. Like I said, we want to see you guys married and happy. But we want to make sure that you're not compromising any of your morality as well. So, and we don't want to see other people get hurt either. So our goal is not to see you single and die and so you could be celibate. And, you know, no, like we want you guys to find a man or a woman of God. Like we want you guys, unless you feel called to celibacy for the rest of your life. Great. But the thing is, we don't have like a motive of, okay, we're just going to screw with them and we're not really going to let them say yes until they're 30. Like, you know, we want you guys to be happy and be in healthy relationships. So the next question is, how do I find my soulmate?
So I remember Pastor Drew telling us both this in like we were doing like maybe like pre-marriage counseling or something like that. And I remember he was talking about this and he said that like a lot of people are like, how do I know you're my soulmate? How do I know who's my soulmate? Blah, blah, blah. But your soulmate is more like, and this kind of sounds cheesy, but it's more like something that you kind of create, that it's not like, it's like, God told me to marry you, but it's more like, it's like, do you remember that conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you? Because I can't remember like all of it, but I remember like it was really good.
Yeah, I can like paraphrase it. It's, like it's, there's a big difference between finding somebody, like, there's gonna be a complete difference between like somebody getting on Tinder and then somebody like developing a relationship over years of just knowing that person and not romantically. Because if you're on like a website like that, then like there's romanticism inherently, meaning like you can't escape it. But when like you're just like in a group with people and like you're with that person and there's no like intentions, then you're going to see their true colors. You're going to see when they get mad, and you're going to see like how they deal with things because you guys aren't like into each other. So there's like no motives to be like, I have to be on my best behavior for this person, and like I got to make sure this person never sees me mess up. Because when you start, you're going to see habits in people way before you would ever see it, like if you were to just like start dating them right away. I mean, it was months before like I started, like, it was over a course of, like, a couple of months that I started liking Miranda, and it was, like, it was funny, too, because I, like, kept trying to talk myself out of it, because at our church, we teach, like, not to flirt, per se, like, don't go around flirting with everybody, like, don't be a sleazeball for the boys, and so, like, I didn't want to be a sleazeball and just, like, get Miranda's number and, like, just for like, no reason. But like there was just so many things about her, like I couldn't help but fall for her.
We kind of talked about this like a few weeks ago, right? Soulmates.
Yeah.
And once you're married, then that's your one. There's no going back. When me and Isaac were dating, he had reasons that he could have, you know, gone, dumped me, and looked for someone else. I mean, we're not perfect, so he could have found someone else and married that person, but we chose to give each other grace and mercy, and we chose each other, so on the wedding day, we're soul tied, you know, we're soulmates, I would say, once you're married, because you're not.
Yeah, and that idea of that there's only one person for you, and if you dump that person, and that was the real person, that you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life, that's not in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say that God created one person for you, and if you don't find that one person, you're going to be miserable. You are supposed to find someone who can be your soulmate, not someone who is your soulmate. And something that I never thought of when I was 14, 15, 16 years old even, was the thought of, is this person the person I'm willing... Ask yourself this question. Am I willing to spend the rest of my life with this person? when you're getting in fights and you see that they are literally holding everything against you, when you start seeing red flags, you need to ask yourself, am I willing to spend the rest of my life with this person? Are they going to be a good fit? Because if they're not, then they're probably not your soulmate. Because you know that it's gonna be horrible down the road. Not saying that we want perfection out of people. Obviously, everyone has to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. None of us are perfect. But you want to be looking for those signs. And sometimes when we're 14 and 15, we're not thinking about that. But the goal is to be with that person for the rest of your life. Because that is going to be the soulmate that you have on this earth. Which goes into the next question. How do you look for red flags? Like, what are some red flags to look for if you are dating someone, or maybe you're not dating them, but you're interested in them?
Well, having the same foundation as you, obviously believing in that Jesus Christ died for our sins, is obviously the most important, and that you guys have foundation trust. I mean, that's broad, but I don't want to go into details of that, but
like, what are some red flags, some specific things that if they're doing that, you should probably start packing up your stuff?
Let's skip church today. Let's go to the Dodger game or whatever. Pulling you down, I would say, from what God has called you to do. If you find yours, I've seen this so much where someone got a boyfriend or girlfriend and it's like, I'm not going to go to church anymore. I'm not going to go today. That's obvious. I mean, to me, it's an obvious red flag. Maybe not to you, but that is a red flag if they're pulling you down, taking you away from God. If they want you to put them first over God.
Yeah.
Why are you reading the Bible? I'm talking to you. Or, you know, whatever. These are just little silly examples. But keeping you from what God wants you to do, I would say, is the biggest red flag.
That kind of ties into what Miranda was talking about, how what Joel told her, if Joaquin's not willing to do a meetings with Pastor Drew or some accountability partner, that's a big red flag, because that shows a lack of maturity. And I was all for it. I remember when you came up and you're like, hey, Joel said we should do this. And I was like, oh, we're dumb. We should have been doing that the whole time.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know, that's a big red flag. Pastor Drew, a long time, he made this joke where he's like, oh, if a boy asks you for his number, give him my number, and then have him text me. I don't know. That's a good place to start. Well, no, yeah, it was like joking, serious. Like, it was funny, but like, by all means, like, if somebody comes up to you, be like, oh, like, yeah, you're attractive, and like, you're not like a psychopath. So
yeah,
why, like, if they're already there's that one quote, if you're running, when you're running towards God and Jesus, and you look to your left or right, and someone's running right next to you, like, that's a good indication.
Yeah. So I have one that I want to add. If you feel like someone, even if they're a Christian, they're going to church, they're, you know, they say they love God, and they are pushing you in a way where they are not, they're making you feel pressured to cave into sexual sin, or they're pressuring you to cave into some other sort of sin. They're pushing you more towards sin than towards Jesus. That is a major red flag. Like, actually ask yourself, am I closer to Jesus from the day I got with this person, or am I further away from him? And if you ask yourself that honestly, then you can know, okay, I should probably start taking steps back, or, oh, I should actually start taking steps forward. And that goes into my next question of how far is too far? And I'm assuming that question means, like, sexually. Like, how far is too far? That's, when I hear that question, I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure they're talking about, you know.
Okay, I'll talk. Yeah. Well, we've said this in the past. Don't be alone with someone of the opposite sex. And then, to add on that, I would probably not be doing anything that you wouldn't do in front of people. Now, I don't know, some of you guys might be crazy, I don't know. Anyways, no, I'm saying anything that you wouldn't do in front of people, you shouldn't be doing at all.
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to be alone with the opposite sex. I mean, you shouldn't be alone with the opposite sex. Because I'm going to read you a scripture in 2 Timothy 2:22. It says, run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Yeah. Stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. So anything that's stimulating that, that'd be being alone together would stimulate lust. It can assimilate that.
You're just asking for temptation if you're going to, like, be alone with your significant other with nobody around. So, like, why even allow yourself to be tempted? Because you're not even supposed to leave any room for your flesh. You can't trust your flesh, and you can't trust your carnality. So.
Yeah, and so, and we're not even saying, like, that you can't go, if you are older, you can't go on, like, a, you know, a date, you know, if you're older and you want to go get dinner with someone. Like, fine, but you're in public. You guys aren't going to, like, jump each other there at the restaurant. But if you are, but I'm being honest, but if you're alone in a room with a bed, the odds that something could happen go way up, you know what I'm saying? And so just be, and know, it's like Miranda said, it's not that, oh, well, are you saying you don't trust me? I wouldn't trust myself, like, to be honest, like, to be alone with a guy in a room with, like, no accountability, no one's in the house, and there's a bed, and we got hours before someone comes home. Like, those are just dumb mistakes waiting to happen. And I don't care if you, you know, say, well, I think I'm as spiritual as Jesus. Like, I don't even think Jesus was putting himself in situations like that, to be honest. So it's just not wisdom.
The statement, how far is too far, that's like, how close do you want to get to hell? Like, how close do you, how if there's a, like, let's say you're at the beach and there's a bonfire, like, how close do you want to get before you burn yourself? The better question is, like, how far can I stay? Like, how clean can we keep this relationship? Because people are not perfect. So if they're... people aren't perfect. Thank you. That was the Holy Spirit. People aren't perfect. So if there ever was a mistake, then you're... the mistake's not going to be as bad. You get me? Like, if they're... When they set up railways on, like, the side of, like, hills when you're driving down, they try to set them as close to the road as they can, leaving room to turn. So that way, like, in the event of somebody does hit the railing, they're not going to go over, because they still have some cushion. So set a boundary to the side of error. Yeah. People don't plan to fail; they fail to plan. Yeah. So, as far as me and Miranda went, I mean, for a long time we didn't want to kiss until marriage, and We messed up. We can be open about that. We didn't keep our goal, but because our goal was so, like, far to godliness and purity, when we did mess up, it wasn't like the worst thing that could happen. You get me? Dude, it was really funny. But quick story: we were doing meetings with Pastor Drew, and he asked, he's like, so you guys are just friends? And we're like, yeah. He's like, have you guys kissed? And Miranda seriously went, ew, no. She had this, oh, no. And I look at her, I was like, oh, okay. She was, no, that's how pure and clean Miranda was. Like, oh, no, sick. Those lips, oh, blah.
No comment.
Bravo to you.
Okay, so I think this next question is directed towards a lot of people in the room, because the majority of the people in the room are single. So how do you stay content in a season of singleness? What are some tips and tricks to staying content? I'll answer first. I would say that a way that you can stay content, and I know there's all these spiritual answers we like to give of, like, just draw close to the Lord, just be with the Lord. Da, da, da. Okay, yes, got it. I'm going to read my Bible and spend time with God. That's what I should be doing anyways. But can you give me some practicals of how I, like, don't feel lonely? And so my practical to you, brother or sister, would be to make sure that you are developing friendships right now, because this is the only time when you are going to have this much free time, because the moment you have a boyfriend, you have way less free time. Like, in my singleness, I was developing as many sermons as I possibly could, because I'm not going out on dates, so therefore I got lots of time to write sermons. For you, that means you must have lots of time to come volunteer at the church. You might have lots of time to come to women's group, to come to men's group, to be able to hang out with all the young girls in the church. We hung out with young guys in the church. It's something that you need to be able to develop to have healthy friendships, because when you see other, and even friendships with the opposite sex in groups, you know, like I've had guys tell me, oh, Shayla, like, I'm not attracted to you like that, but I want my wife to look like you. And they're not saying that in a flattering way, in a, like a flirty way. They're saying, I know what a woman of God is supposed to look like because I have friends who are women of God. And so I want my future wife to be able to be in that circle of friends that I have. So a real practical for you, if you are single and you're trying to be content, make sure you have a good group of friendship with, you know, the same sex, the opposite sex, all of the above, because you'll really be able to learn how to talk to girls if you're a guy, and guys be able to talk, and vice versa, you know, like, so guys, I'm sorry, but y'all don't know how to talk to girls a lot of the time. Like, you say stupid stuff to us, not trying to offend us, but it really hurts. They're laughing because they know it's true. And vice versa, girls will say things that are demeaning to guys, not even realizing it. So if you are right now developing just friendships, 15, 16 years old, with the opposite sex, great. And then you will counter loneliness with having godly friendships. Do you guys want to add to that?
Time, because this is the most time you're ever going to have. And having a husband, now you're thinking about your husband and his needs, and I gotta cook and clean and et cetera. And so there's less time, or there's time taken away from spending time with God, building, you know, doing the things that you want to do at this time of singleness. And then obviously kids come and there's less time and less time. So take advantage, just like everything that you said, take advantage of the time you have. It's a awesome opportunity, and just enjoy this season, and know that you're not going to be in it forever.
Yeah.
But take full advantage of just diving deeper with God. I know that's spiritual, but
no,
doing that.
It's time to create character development within in yourself. Fix the issues you have now, so that your future person you're dating doesn't have to deal with them. Because the truth is that godly women want godly men and vice versa. So if you want a godly man, be a godly woman. If you want a godly woman, be a godly man. And make sure you're working on yourself and all your ugliness so that you're not hurting. And next thing you know, you are five relationships deep. And it's like, whoa, how come they all suck? How come all these relationships keep failing? And you are the common denominator. So it's the time for you to work on yourself right now.
That's good. Yeah. Preach that. That was really good. Yeah, in your time of singleness is the best time to realize who you are in Christ. And it sounds spiritual, but like, you're his son, you're his daughter. And then when you go marry somebody, that means you recognize who they are. That when boys marry a girl, that's God's daughter. When girls marry a man, that's God's son. Yeah. And you recognize that, and you recognize how much God treasures that person. That makes you treasure them similarly to how God treasures them.
Yeah.
And that goes into like, I haven't found my one yet. Well, it's like, stop trying to find the one and start being the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because God, God doesn't want to trust his son and his daughter to somebody that's going to hurt them continuously and not take good care of them.
Yeah.
And God realizes that people are not perfect, but he also realizes that people can strive for him and for godliness.
Yeah.
And so when you're expecting all your you to be the person of somebody's dreams without ever like trying to better yourself, that's a big red flag.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Stop looking for the one and start being the one. That way when the one comes along, you're ready.
That's good.
Yeah. And just like, don't be so anxious for it. Like, the Bible says, like, be anxious for nothing. But, like, yeah, I noticed that, like, a lot of people, like, this is a really big area where people get, like, really, really, like, kind of freaked out and, like, anxious over their, like, I'm, like, you know, you see all those, like, pre-Valentine's Day posts where everyone is, like, well, I'm going to be sitting home alone with my dog watching The Notebook while everybody else, yeah, it's, like, just, like, exactly. So it's like, this is like one of the only times in your life where you're going to be single. Like, you're going to spend most of your time, the most of your life being married to somebody. So
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So yeah, like what they said, just like take advantage of this time and just like, don't be so anxious for it. You know what I mean? Like, your person's going to come like eventually, you know what I mean? So just take that time to work on yourself.
Yeah, and no one likes a desperate-looking person. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not attractive. Like, confidence is attractive. Security is attractive, you know? Like, when you're firmly rooted and going back to being confident in who you are and your relationship with Christ. Because if you're, like, I'm not talking to anyone if you did post this. I'm not thinking of anyone in specific. But if you are, like, posting that stuff, like, I'm going to be alone eating hot Cheetos on Valentine's Day, like, you think guys aren't seeing that and thinking that looks desperate, girlfriend? Like, it does, you know? It looks sad. And you don't want to be that person who has to post things like that to get attention. Just be confident in and of yourself. And honestly, like, if I was single, I'd be like, find my other single friends and be like, let's go out. You know what I'm saying? Like let's go eat some cheese fries. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go have some fun. Last year we went to Toast, which is like the breakfast place, and we had brunch together, you know? Like, just be able to fellowship with other believers and really, like she said, like, take advantage of the time that you have single, because it's going to be short, you know?
I read something pretty cool for a way to distract yourselves on Valentine's Day, but it's awesome, and I'm thinking about it too, but single, and I'm thinking about it, you'll hear it, why. Because there's people out there that have lost loved ones, a spouse, or single moms, or whoever it is that you can think of, someone that's just invested in you or whatever. Love on those people on Valentine's Day. They need it the most. I know people at this church that have lost loved ones. If you guys gave them a card or just a flowers, whatever it is, just think of someone on Valentine's Day that you can bless, and that's gonna fulfill you more than, you know, talking to a guy or talking to a girl would. So that's something that spoke to me, because I want to do that for someone this Valentine's Day and just love on someone.
Yeah. We have time for one more question to come in. If anyone wants to send a question, we have time for one more. Send it on the Instagram. But I just want to reiterate one more time that you guys should not be lowering your standards for anyone just because you're feeling lonely. Don't lower your standards. Make sure that you are assessing, one, if they're drawing you closer to Christ, or two, you know, do my pastors approve? And, you know, I heard from JC earlier, she told me something that she wished that someone would have told her when she was, you know, younger, was just because you're single doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong. Did I quote it right? Say it. I want to hear it from your words. Yeah, just because there's no one interested in you right now doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. And a lot of the times when no one is interested in us, we get insecure and we're like, why does no one like me? Is it because I'm not pretty enough? Is it because, you know, as a guy, I'm not funny enough, I'm not handsome enough? And that's just not the case. You know, a lot of the times we just beat ourselves up. It's so much easier to believe the bad about ourselves than believe the good. So that's another thing that's critical, is you're surrounding yourself with people who are going to remind you who you are and what you need to be looking for so that you don't lower your standards. Amen. Yeah. Did you have something to say, Joaquin?
When my very smart wife was talking, she said, when you're posting about that kind of stuff, you're going to attract the wrong kind of attention. There's people out there with bad intentions. I mean, as much as we want to believe the best of people, we also have to realize that we live in a broken world. So if some boy with bad intentions sees that post and he's like, "Oh, this girl's an easy target."
Yeah.
That's and it's terrible to say, but like, there's people out there like that.
Yeah, there are.
And
they put on a smile. They got a Rico Suave smile, and they got nice cologne on, and that girl does her hair nice.
I'll eat hot Cheetos with you. And so, to keep you from thinking like that, like stop putting marriage and relationships on this like some sort of pedestal, like it adds status. Like that's what they used to think, like back in Jesus' time. Like, if you weren't married, then you weren't anybody. And like, we've come so far as a society to realize that you don't need marriage, you don't need a significant other to be somebody. Jesus died alone. And Jesus was like the greatest dude ever, and so it needs to stop being like a status. Like, people think like, I need to be married by this age, or else I'm not doing well. And like, what does marriage have to do with doing well? That is like that. When we can put it like that, that doesn't mean anything. Like I've heard of like families getting in fights because one sister's married, the other sister's not, and so now the one sister thinks she's better than the other one, and it's just so like weird. Like why does you being married mean you're better than anybody, and vice versa? Why does you not being married mean you're less than anybody? Yeah. It doesn't. That's not how it goes.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, we have the last question that came in is, should you be dating someone with kids? Should you be dating someone with kids? You ain't on this panel.
Well, if you're single and you've... Kids are a lot of responsibility, first of all. I don't want to say yes or no answer. Maybe Pastor Tamara could chime in on this one, too. I don't know if she has some.
Yeah,
Pastor
Tamara has the we're all best young knowledge. People, so she.
Okay.
Be thinking, Pastor. Well, as you answer, I'm be like, thinking.
No.
PTM
Pastor
Latte.
Tamara will give the best advice for this. With her baby right there.
No, that's okay. I got it. She's gone to sleep. This is what I want to say about that. First of all, I don't think it's good to date someone with kids. But people who have kids, they usually have times that they don't have kids, right? Sometimes, whether it's a divorce or their mom can watch them. Does that make sense? I don't like dragging kids into brand new relationships. So it's nothing wrong with having kids. But your kids, if you've done any dating at all, it's not a pretty process.
Yeah.
Trying to find someone who's sincere and real and matched up with you in all the different areas of life, the dating process is sometimes not a very pretty process, right?
Yeah.
You been there?
Yeah.
So if you're dating someone, you don't just date someone so you can be on a date and not be alone. If you have no interest in marrying that person, you have no business dating that person.
Yeah.
We're believers. You know what? We do things God's way. So the goal is marriage. So it's like, I would date you, but I would never marry you. Okay, well then you got no business dating them. So now let's put kids in that mix. So I'm just dating you. I have no intention to marry you. Why would we drag your little kids all up in that? Because your relationship becomes their relationship too.
Yeah.
When you do it all together like that, there's some country song, actually. I just heard this week. I was listening to the words. There's some country song this week though. That literally is talking about like, if you break up with me, then, you know, it's like, I don't know, you're going to break my mama's heart because mama's like this, and she'll say that, and you'll break daddy's heart. You know what I'm talking about? So that's a beautiful, take her. She's all awake now. That's a beautiful example of what I'm talking about. Yeah. So in other words, because when you date someone, you kind of get all up in their family too. Yeah. The family is in it. As a matter of fact, God says, when a man marries a woman, and a man and woman got married, that you leave your parents, you leave your mother and father, and you cleave to that wife.
Yeah.
God knows about family. Yeah. He knows people getting in everybody's business.
Yeah.
And he knows it's not healthy.
Yeah.
He knows it's not healthy. That a husband and wife need to be able. So, do you date someone with kids? Yes. If you can see yourself eventually being a part of that family, you ready to take on the responsibility of those kids? You say, oh, I would never do that.
Then
okay, well, then don't date that girl.
Don't
date that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be somebody else's mama. I don't want to be tied down with some guy's kids and all this and that. Okay, well, then don't date him because
he
has kids.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So Yeah, I think that's
good. Thank you, Pastor Tamara.
That was strong.
I think that was good that I called on you.
That was very good. That was very good. I have a friend who is engaged right now, and she met a guy, and he had a kid, and at first that kind of freaked her out because she was like, I don't know if I could, you know, have a kid. But then she started dating him and realizing he was sincere and he was real and he loved the Lord and that he was going to make sure he took care of her and his son. And after dating him for months, like, I don't know, I want to say 4-5 months, then he was like, okay, do you want to meet my son? And if you meet my son, I want to let you know I'm inviting you to a whole new aspect of our relationship because I want to start getting serious with you. And this was after they knew each other for 4 or 5 months. So, yeah, I think that was wisdom. Don't bring kids into it if you're not into kids. And now she's going to get married to him, and she's going to be the mother of his son. Because she was willing to take on that commitment. And yeah, so.
That's cute.
So, great. So I think this was a successful table talk. We will be doing one soon. So that format of DMing, we want to do another table talk, but we want to get your input on what the topic should be on next. So if you want us to do a table talk on a different subject, we are open to that because we want to do more table talks. So please make sure that you guys DM us if there is a specific subject that you want to give a recommendation for our next table talk. And can I just have, I think I'll have Chanel. Can you pray us out?
Lord, I thank you for the wisdom that is here today that we can all learn from, God. I pray that we can learn to be content in the season that we are in. I pray that we take, when whatever season we are in, that we take the opportunity to just draw closer to you, God, and that this Valentine's Day we are happy and content in you, and we just love you and we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.